From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Oakland author Aaron Hundley. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Janae.
Aaron wrote the book Jack and Evan in verse, and the story follows Evan, who has a good life, but as it starts to unravel, his therapist advises him to reach out to his childhood friend, Jack. And when the men reconnect, old betrayals and dark secrets rise up. But right now, we're going to hear Aaron's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is Tennessee Valley in Marin County. There's a 2-mile hiking trail that leads to the beach. And in the spring, there are beautiful blooming flowers like California poppy and blue-eyed grass. Also keep an eye out for wildlife such as deer, coyotes, and bobcats. And if you go when the tide is low, you might see the engine of the shipwrecked SS Tennessee steamboat from 1853. Now, the valley was renamed in honor of that ship. Aaron, there's so much to do there. And I was looking at pictures. It is gorgeous. Tell us more about this beautiful area of nature.
Yeah, it's I've been fortunate to go quite a few places, but it's one of my favorite places. The main hike, which is more accessible to everyone, is called the Tennessee Valley Trail. Yeah, there's a bunch of different other trails if you want to challenge yourself that break off from that Tennessee Valley Trail. And I love going in different seasons and showing the different vegetation, how it changes throughout the year and everything. So yeah.
So that's good too. So there's different, like you said, so if you need easy, moderate,
exactly,
and real challenging. Have you done all three?
I've done quite a few. There's one I still want to do, which takes you over the hill and to another beach, which is called Rodeo Beach. So it's pretty nice over there.
Have you seen the shipwrecked engine?
I have before. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've seen that. I've seen washed up whales. I'm sorry to hear that, but yeah, it's pretty amazing. A lot of wildlife. I've seen bobcats. If you go early enough, see everything. Yeah.
Okay, that's nature. All right. That's Tennessee Valley in Marin County. Your next pick is Lucia's in Berkeley. The restaurant serves Italian cuisine and Neapolitan pizza, which is made with a thin center and puffy crust. And there are vegan options too. The pizzas are heated in a handmade oven imported from Italy, and it's designed to evenly distribute the interior heat. So really, really good quality pizza, what I'm hearing. Okay, so Aaron, I can picture you coming here for pizza. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you and I hang out, what we eating?
I'm going to say, I think it's called the Diavola. Now, this is not a place where you're going to just get a slice and be on your way out.
This is not Domino's.
Yeah. No shade.
No shade to Domino's.
No shade.
Yeah,
but it is a place you sit down. They have great pastas. I'm pretty sure the owners are Italian. Mm-hmm. Gives you that feeling. So I would say that. I would say the margherita pizza. Now, I haven't been able to eat dairy or gluten.
Okay.
So this place is perfect for people who want to experience, still get the same taste that you can get from regular pizza and still be able to eat pizza even if you have dietary restrictions.
That's Lucia's in Berkeley. And your final pick is Bay Nature. This organization produces environmental news and events to connect people with Bay Area nature. Their magazine includes maps, photos, interviews with environmentalists, and much more. Also, Bay Nature leads hikes so people can learn about wildlife and more nature. Okay, Aaron, Bay Nature is a great outlet. I've followed them sometimes too. So tell us how you use Bay Nature since you, I know, are into wildlife.
Well, if you're a member or not a member, you can pay a small fee if you're not a member. But they offer hikes, they offer night walks, just learn about the wildlife around our area. One of the things you also can do is take virtual classes. One of the things that I did recently was take a virtual class about sea lions in the Farallon Islands, which is pretty interesting. So, yeah.
Is there any hike that you went on that's memorable for you?
I have not been on any hikes yet. I've been more with the virtual classes, but I will be taking hikes soon.
Okay. Yeah. So Aaron getting ready.
That's right.
That's Bay Nature. I I've been speaking with author Aaron Hudley. His book, Jack and Evan in Verse, is out now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights & Sounds Show with Janae Darton. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights & Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights & Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darton.